It's the halachic principle that we learn from a donkey. If Hashem manipulated events so that the chamor, the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, did not have to eat tavel, how much more so can we be certain that Hashem manipulates events so that tzaddikim don't eat things which are aser? And from there, we derive the principle which Rabbeinu HaKadosh applied halacha l'maisa, that if a tzaddik is seen eating something, so then that thing clearly must be mutter. So if Rabbi Meir ate a yarek, a vegetable, from Beis Sha'an without taking maaser, what he did must have been permitted. Hashem would never have let him be nichshal, and therefore it must be that yarekos and Beis Sha'an do not require maaser taken from them. So this is a halachic principle that we derive. If we see Rabbi Meir eating something, that thing must be mutter. Because just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow events to unfold in a manner wherein the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair would eat treif, Hashem would not allow events to unfold in a manner wherein a tzaddik would be eating treif. Recently, not so recently, a couple of years ago, in New York City, there was a big controversy because bugs were found in the water. Copepods, a very, very microscopic type of bug. And there were a number of halachic principles that were invoked, both by those great Rabbanim who felt that the bugs rendered the water forbidden to drink unless it was filtered, and by those Rabbanim who held that the water was permitted to drink even without filtering. And one of those halachic principles was the following, or really the aforementioned halacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never allow a tzaddik to eat or drink something which is forbidden. And since the great tzaddik Rav Moshe Feinstein lived in New York City for many years, and since he drank tap water that was not filtered, therefore, it must be that drinking unfiltered tap water is permitted. This is one of the arguments that was adduced by those authorities which permitted drinking of unfiltered tap water in New York City. And the opposing authorities, the Rabbanim, who felt that it was forbidden, had to neutralize this raya from Reb Moshe Feinstein. And while one could say, as many Rishonim do, that the principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala to tzaddikim may have been limited to the Doros HaKadmonim, to the earlier generations closer to Mamad Har Sinai, who had less troublesome, less bothersome lives and were able to devote themselves and to reach levels in Avodas Hashem that we can only dream of, they wanted to answer, even according to those Rishonim who hold, that the principle may still be in effect today. And so what they answered is as follows. They explained that not every single pipe in the city has copepods in it. It's only those pipes which are significantly close to a major water main. And therefore, if you test the faucets in some apartments or in some houses, you'll find numerous copepods. But if you test the faucets in other houses, you'll find no copepods. So when we have this principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow a tzaddik to eat something which is not kosher, that may not be a raya to any place other than Rav Moshe's apartment. Rav Moshe's apartment, perhaps, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that no copepods got into his water supply. So the water that he drank would have been absolutely kosher. But that's not a raya for the water that we're drinking now, any other place, because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it such that no copepods got into Moshe's water. But we, who are not deserving of that level of protection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take extra pains to ensure that copepods avoid our water supply. But I believe that this machlokas about the scope of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not bringing takala al yidei tzadikim is really a machlokas vishonim. What do I mean? There's two ways that we can view an iser safek, an iser which comes about because we're worried lest one transgress an iser. Let's say that there's 1 million gallons of water in the city, and 1,000 gallons will have copepods, and the other, 999,000 gallons will not have copepods in them. So we could say all the water is usser because of the concern lest you be drinking from those 1,000 gallons which have the copepods. Or one could say that all the water is usser because the possibility that the water in front of you has a copepod in it renders it usser. And so it's not just 1,000 gallons that are usser because they genuinely have copepods, and 999,000 gallons which you're not allowed to drink because maybe they're that 1,000 gallons, but rather it's that there's 1 million gallons, all of which are usser because there's a possibility, when you look at it, there's a chance in your eyes that they're usser. It's not just 1,000 that are genuinely usser, 999,000 which are mutter, but which you just can't drink because you don't know for certain that they're mutter, but rather that what creates the isser is not so much the actual existence of a bug in the water supply as much as the appearance or the possibility or the appearance of a possibility of a bug in the water supply. And all 1 million gallons are subject to that same appearance, and therefore all 1 million gallons will be subject to the same iser. If you take the former approach, so then we can understand there's 1,000 which are usser, 999,000 which are mutter. So Hashem made sure that Moshe would drink from the 999,000 which were mutter, and everything is fine. But if you hold that the nature of something which is usser because of uncertainty that lest maybe it be with 1,000 is that everything is usser equally because of the appearance of possibility of iser, and that the way that it appears affects its identity. Like as we say, who is a person? You know, how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's by the way that he appears to us. We can't grasp anything beyond that very often. So we'll judge a person based on how he appears to us. Even if we know him very well, all that we can judge him by is some sort of an aggregate or an average of all the different ways in which he's appeared to us. So as it is, the way which something appears either tells us something about its identity or actually defines and is koveya its identity. So because it appears like it might be usser, therefore the appearance injects a little bit of iser into its identity, into what it is. It is usser because it looks like it might be usser. If that's the case, so then we could bring a raya from Rav Moshe, because every single gallon of water in New York City has the appearance that it might be usser. And if that appearance was significant enough to render the water supply actually usser, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu should not allowed Rav Moshe to drink anything from the water, whether it genuinely had a copepod in it or not. It makes no difference, because everything is equally usser because of the appearance of iser. And from the fact that Rav Moshe did drink from the water supply, that's a raya that the safek is not strong enough to be oser the water. Now, I believe that these two opinions are really a machlokas between the Hagoz Hashvi and the Baal Hamor. Very briefly, the Hagoz Hashvi is talking about a case where there was a city in which most of the butchers of the city butchered treif, and a minority of butchers sold kosher. So what do you do if you find a piece of meat that's just lying around in the city? So we have a regular principle which says, Holchem achar rov. If rov of the butchers only sell treif, so then you have to assume that this meat which you found lying around is treif meat. Holchem achar rov. On the other hand, there's another principle, an opposing principle, which says, Chitucha de goy meida yadi. That goyish butchers they cut treif meat in different shapes than kosher meat. So if the meat is cut in the kosher meat shape and not in the treif meat shape, so that conceivably can switch around the rove. Because rove of meat which is cut in the kosher shape is kosher. And only a minority of meat which is cut in the kosher shape is treif. So because the meat that you found was kosher shape, therefore you would think there's a rove that the meat should be kosher, even though most of the butchers in town sell treif. So there's a tshuva that Rashi sent to this town, and Rashi said, I know in the past you relied on this idea that chituch hagayim meidayadi, that treif meat comes with a distinctive cut, and therefore you could rely, if it comes with a kosher cut, that it's kosher. In the past you relied on that, and good, I'm batuach, I trust, I have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let you eat anything which was usher, and that all the meat which you ate came from the kosher butcher shops. But, says Rashi, from now on you should not rely on that chitucha, the guy made a yadi anymore, lest you come by mistake to eat from that miut of treif meat which has the kosher cut. And you should only eat from meat which you know for certain came from a kosher butcher store. So clearly what's going on here, we understand that Rashi holds that it's usher to eat meat which is found, even if it's cut with a kosher cut. Because he tells them from now on, you must only eat meat which you know comes from a kosher butcher shop. You cannot rely on this idea of chituch hagoy meidayadi, that treif meat has a distinctive cut. You can't rely on it. It's not reliable. In Cain, that it's not reliable, it means that retroactively in the past, all of the meat, which is a Safik kosher, Safik treif, should have taka been usher, because maybe it was treif, and according to halacha, it's usher, lest it be treif. And even so, that Rashi seems to apply this principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala to tzaddikim. So clearly something which is usher, misafik, we still say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin, he'll arrange events so that the tzaddik will only eat from the parts, from the ones which are kosher, not from the ones which are bona fide treif. And clearly that means that the iser is only lest what you're eating be from the treif, not because of the appearance of treif, which applies equally to all of the chatichos. So according to the Hagoyis Hashvi, the water in New York could be usur, even though Ramosha drank from it. Because Ramosha got the parts which were kosher, and we may be getting the parts which are treif. But the Balamar says otherwise. The Balamar talks about a person who ate from some animal that a kusi had shechted. Rav Asi, a big tzaddik, ate from an animal that the kusi had shechted. And we know that a miot of kusim serve avodah zarah, and that rove of kusim don't serve avodah zarah. Says the Baal Amar that because Rav Asi ate from an animal which a kusi had shechted, that's a raya that as long as the proportion, the ratio of Ovdei Avodah Zarah to non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah amongst the kusi population demographic remains constant, meaning as long as it remains that only a miut of them serve Avodah Zarah, it must be that all the meat is not Aser Misafik, because Rav Asi ate. And Lecha'ora, according to the Hagoz Hashvi, according to Rashi, you could say, no, that's not true. Maybe it's Taka Aser to eat going forwards from Shchitas Kusi, but Rav Asi, we can be guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that what he got was the bona fide kosher meat, the meat which came from a kosher, from a non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah kusi butcher. From the fact that the Baal Amar thinks that no, that the fact that Rav Asi ate from this meat, which may have been treif and may have been kosher, and that's a raya that all meat subsequently that comes from the kusim must be kosher unless the ratio changes. Clearly we see that the Baal Amar thinks that the possibility of safek versus licked in every single piece of meat is sufficient to be osir every single piece of meat. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu would not let a tzaddik eat meat which was osir even misafek. Similarly, in our case, if Moshe drank water, if the water was osir misafek, Hashem would not let Moshe drink it, regardless of whether it genuinely had bugs or didn't have bugs. If it was osir misafek, if it was raoi to not be drunk because of the safek isur shabo, Hashem would not have let Moshe drink it. According to the Baal Amar, just like Rav Asi is eating meat which was safek kosher, safek treif, is a raya that the possibility of treif is not sufficient to be osir any piece of meat that comes from the kusim. L'cha'ora, according to the Baal Amar, the fact that Moshe drank from New York City water is or could be a raya that the possibility of having copepods in the water is insufficient to be oser any water in New York City. This is not meant as a halach lemaisa commentary on the permissibility or lack thereof of water in New York City. It's totally just a lumdish pshat in terms of how to understand safek and how that impacts on the principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala l'idei tzadikim in terms of what to do about the water. Have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi.